Thanks, Vic. Jason, you spent the last 2 weeks hard at work in the classroom and the weight room preparing for tomorrow's first mini camp of the offseason. What's it going to mean to you when you get out there and take the field for practice?
Well, it'll be exciting, to have opportunity, new teammates, new coaching staff, a whole new regime. So, guys are anticipating a new fresh start, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. And, I'm just glad to get back on the field. First of all, you sit in the classroom just studying every day and trying to learn it and get the new terminology and offense down. And, you want to get out there and start putting it to reps, because I think that's when you start to learn more, is on the field.
What's it been like getting to know your new coaches and teammates?
Oh, it's been fun. They got a great group of guys here and coaches. The facility is really nice. The guys do a good job of communicating with each other. It's a young football team, so that makes for a lot of excitement. Of course, there's going to be a lot of growth and a lot of things we have to do to work together to get wins at the end of the day. At the same time, we just want to come out here, compete in minicamp, and have fun and, just the urge to learn. Like I said, you sit in the classroom all day, but until you can get out in the field and start to do repetition, there's nothing like having reps.
What did it say to you when you came here and you saw full participation from your teammates during the voluntary camps?
Yeah, not to have anybody miss voluntary is, it's big. Everyone's here. Like I said, everyone's eager to get going. And it speaks a lot about your team. It's a lot of positive things. You want to stay as positive as you possibly can throughout the offseason into the season, and that's how good things start to happen for your team.
Having played in a similar offense in Oakland, what's it been like learning this playbook? Have you seen any challenges so far?
Well, a lot of stuff is pretty similar. The main things that are different is play calling for us, like the name of the plays. The name of the play may be totally different than the way I learned it, from my previous, but the play is still the same play. And then there's been a lot of nuances, which is exciting. Coach Noah Turner is an extremely intelligent offense coordinator. And he'll design something in a minute. We can be watching film. Oh, I think we should put this in. So, you want to be around a guy like that because, sky's the limit what you can do offensively, and you don't feel like you're handcuffed.
Your offensive coordinator, Noah Turner, that's a huge opportunity for you to work one of the best in the business.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm thankful for this opportunity, to get with a guy like him. Of course, when I was in Oakland, we was putting up a lot of yards per game and points per game, running a similar offense. And we had a young football team. So anytime you can utilize your speed in this offense and all the misdirection things that comes along with it, it can create some things for defenses to have to rep once or twice a week more than they want to.
And Jason, just overall, just talk about your mindset as you gear up for this first mini camp. What do you want to show your coaches and your teammates?
Well, I just want to come out here and just be a great teammate. Like I said, whatever role that presents, I'm gonna try to do my best at it. At the same time, compete and just help push guys and help them to grow and learn offense and everything, and just give 100% every day. That's pretty much all you can do. Just come out here and just work hard, just like everyone else, and just be a good teammate.
Well, Jason, thanks for your time and great catching up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.